call is now being recorded.
Hi, this is Judd Cody, and today I'm here with marketing strategist and freelance writer Melissa Sands to do an interview. How are you doing today, Melissa?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Judd.
Yeah, how did you get started with your self-employed career?
Well, let's see, it was in 2000, and I was working for Lark Books as a marketing and publicity director, and I got laid off. The company was acquired by a New York firm, and they wanted to move all their marketing up to New York City, and I did not want to leave Asheville, so I just decided that I would try to do something else, and that something was I had thought for many years about trying to do my own thing and have my own business, and so I decided if I was going to do it, now was the time, so I jumped in.
Wonderful. How long have you been an entrepreneur?
I actually started my own business in 2000. I think I've probably had entrepreneurial spirit in my blood since I started working, though. So,
what were some of the challenges you faced when you started your own business?
Probably a couple things. The first thing was. Had to do with finances. Obviously, when you go from making a steady salary and you know what you're going to be making to having no idea, it takes some guts and a little bit of faith. It also means that you really have to hustle. And it was a new experience for me, just not having a steady paycheck. So I made a lot of cold calls. I talked to a lot of people, and I took on some business I probably should not have taken initially because I really needed the money. But as I gained confidence and experience, I kind of figured that out along the way, and I don't have that issue anymore. The other thing had to do with planning my time. I found, and probably still do, that I work a lot more than I actually did when I was working for someone. And there is a balance that I try to strike between work and personal and social, and I still don't really achieve it, although I have gotten much better as the years have gone by, but that is something that's really hard. It's hard. I work from home, so there are a million and one things that I can think of to do when I'm working at home instead of actually doing my work, so it's that self-discipline to work when I need to be working and then to walk away from it, take a break, so... And I think probably the third thing that I encountered was I needed to have a plan, and I really didn't have much of one when I started. I got laid off. I had about a month notice, of that. And looking back, if I had spent that time really developing a business plan and some marketing strategies for myself, I would have been a lot better off, but I didn't. Ironically, now that's one of the things that I do for clients, so I have learned how to do it.
Wow, that's awesome. What advice would you offer someone who wanted to go out on their own and start their own business?
First, I would say that if you can possibly do this, you need to have some reserves, probably 6 months to a year of what your normal salary would be, because it's going to take, and I would say, about a year to kind of get up to speed. You're going to learn a lot. You're not going to make a whole lot of money. You may have to do a lot of volunteer things. You may have to do things that where you charge much less than you're worth just to get some experience under your belt. So having some financial reserves. The second thing I would say is You got to be passionate. You got to really, really believe in yourself and in what you're doing, and you have to be good at it, because there's a whole lot of other people out there doing the same thing that you're probably going to do. And so you have to have a lot of passion and enthusiasm about it. And I think the third thing then would be that you have to stick with it. And the best way I know to assure that you're going to do that is to have a plan. There are lots of places that you can go to help, to get help in creating a plan, lots of free places. Mountain BizWorks is one, SCORE is one. You can barter for that kind of help. So you can get creative about it. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but I think it's really important to have a plan.
Wonderful. If you could walk away today and retire and sell your business for a profit, would you?
No, not at this point. If I could, I might consider that in 10 years, but I'm not sure that I could sell my business for a profit, because I am my business. I'm a solopreneur, and I have succeeded against all the odds that say that you need to have processes and procedures in place and you need to have everything systematized so that you are not your business. And I do have processes and procedures, but I'm the major asset in my business. And yes, I could transfer my clients to someone and get some money from doing that, but I don't see that I could make a huge profit. And you know, I'm fine with that. I just hope that I stay healthy and passionate for another 10 or so years so that I can keep doing this.
Wow, wonderful. How important do you feel formal education is for the success of a new business?
I come from a background of both my parents were educators, and there was never a question of if I was going to go to college. It was only where, and I have a bachelor's and master's degree in my profession, advertising public relations, and I feel like it's critical. It's kind of the price of admission. I think that many, many people will look at you, and that's one of the first things they'll look at is what are your credentials, and especially if you don't have a lot of experience, you need to at least have some education. It doesn't necessarily have to be formal education. Maybe it's something that you grew up in, and it's a technical skill or a craft or something else that you've learned just through years of experience. But regardless of what it is, you need to have some education, yeah.
Okay. And the final question, is there anything additional that you'd like to share from your personal and or professional experience?
I think I already mentioned this, but the whole idea of having balance is just something that's really important. And the other thing is that I try to have fun. I think it's really important to have fun, because otherwise why do it? And when I find that things are getting really heavy, one of the things that I try to remember to do is to just walk away and take some time, clear my head. It's just as important to have play as it is to have work, and particularly in my field, which is all about, you know, being creative. If I don't get away from it and go out and do things that I love that help me recharge, things like walking in the woods and playing with my dogs and riding my horses and, you know, just spending time with my husband and friends, if I don't do those things, my work suffers. And if I do too much work, then all those other things suffer. So I just think it's real important to have balance and to have fun.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today to do an interview with me, Melissa.
You're certainly welcome. I hope that someone gets some benefit out of it.